Good morning. A very warm welcome to you all this morning on this lovely sunny day. I know we've not rearranged the car park with Chris's car stuck out there. You must have wondered what on earth was going on this morning. It's Christian Aid Week, and very many thanks to all those who came on Friday night and those who took part, and we raised the lovely sum of £500. If you're visiting with us today, and I know of at least one from South Africa, welcome Andrea, we go through this door for teas and coffees afterwards, and we'd love to have a chat with you, so don't disappear out the door after the service. At the back, you will find a basket with prayer books in. This is a collection of prayers that have been compiled by Yvonne Pearson and printed up by Isabel Spence, and they are £5 or the bargain, 3 for £10. Put your money in the bowl, please. Thank you. Also, when you go through for teas and coffees, there'll be some of these little wooden angels for sale. Ask Liz Ashworth about the history of them. Tiny little wooden angels you could put in your pocket or your handbag. On your notices, you will see that the talk about is on Saturday, and everyone will be welcome to come for all or part of that day. Tonight, at your house, June? I didn't ask you that.
Yes,
at June's house. The prayer meeting will be at 7 o'clock. And we are proud, I think would be the right word, to have two of our members go to represent Moray Presbytery at the General Assembly. Grant Petrie and Chris Fettworsfold are going to be going there next Friday to start on Saturday. So we wish them well. Okay. Blogging from the Facebook page. There you are. You'll get the information straight. I was going to say straight from the horse's mouth, but sorry, Chris, that's not quite right, is it? Sorry. As it happens, you will be getting the information. I'm well known for opening my mouth and putting my big foot in it. The car outside is full of balloons. And instead of asking you to guess how many sweeties in a jar, somebody in the Christian Aid Committee had a bright idea about, well, why don't we fill a car with balloons and you can guess how many balloons are in the car? So that is what is happening outside. And if you have not already had a guess, please do so on your way out.
I've just come in, Sheila, and they're full of helium and the car is floating away.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't tell Chris that. He's had a stressful enough morning as is. You'll be wondering why you've not got a bit of paper with your hymns on it. Well, today, all the words of your hymns will be on the screen, and we're greatly indebted to Grant Petrie, who must have spent ages sorting out the service. If there's anything that's in bold type, please will you join in? Okay? I think I'll just check that I've not missed anything. No. Thank you.
Shona.
Welcome to this service of worship to mark Christian Aid Week 2019. Christian Aid Week is the single biggest act of Christian witness in Britain and Ireland. For thousands of churches, it's a way of getting out into the community, answering Jesus' call to help people in need. This week, we will be sharing stories from Sierra Leone. Here, Christian Aid's partner, RADA, is working with some of the country's poorest communities to improve healthcare and ensure mothers don't die in childbirth. And so we gather together in prayer and praise to share and to listen and to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
And they will hunger no more and thirst no more. Blessing and glory. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. And wisdom and thanksgiving for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and honor and power and might. And he will guide them to springs of the water of life. Be to our God forever and ever. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Peace and mercy in abundance may be unto you. Let us sing our first hymn as I approach him, and that is, "The Lord is my shepherd."
Let us pray. Sheltering Creator, in this time of praise, lead by still waters those who are tired after a busy week. Shepherding Sun, restore the souls of those worried by and for the world. Sustaining Spirit, comfort all who are walking through the darkest valley. Creator, Son and Spirit, may your goodness and mercy be upon us as we dwell in your house today, as we pray together in the words you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
From tears to tears. The table at the front has got a collection of jars with different amounts of water in. And I invite you to imagine that it's not water, it's tears. Also, we have a paper chain which was made by the Scripture Union Group, Accelerate, at school last Thursday lunchtime. And on it they have written either Sierra Leone or Christian Aid or words that they thought were appropriate. The psalmist wrote these words in prayer to God, Psalm 56, verse 8. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your record? Think about the size of bottle or jar God would need to contain all the tears of the world. The psalmist's words remind us of God's concern for the sadness of the world. As well as wanting to wipe away these tears, God invites us to help end the injustices that cause them. Mothers should not die in childbirth in Sierra Leone. The country should be able to afford better health care. However, much of the money is still paying off the loans needed during the Ebola crisis 2014 to 2016. We believe this Ebola debt should be written off. It is time to tear it up. Could I invite Diane and Katie to come up and tear one of the paper chains, please? Could you come and tear it? So the chains of debt. Katie's not happy about that. Okay. Finlay, would you come and tear a paper chain, please? Thank you. And Diane, yes. Just take it off the table and tear it as many times as you like. Very therapeutic. In your leaf that you got on the back page, the very back page, there is a tear-off postcard. And it starts, Dear Chancellor, drop Sierra Leone's debt. You are invited to tear that postcard out. There should be a pen on a pew near you. If you would sign it, there will be a basket at the front door and a basket going into the hall here for you to put your postcard at the end of the service. The UK government has huge influence here. We are asking the Chancellor to ensure that the debts Sierra Leone incurred in fighting the Ebola outbreak are written off. We also ask him to act urgently to prevent new debt crises in developing countries and to tackle them effectively when they arise. Thank you. That is very effectively torn up. That's fine, thank you. We're now going to sing hymn 528, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. And if you want to tear out your postcard and write your name on it now, you can do so during the next hymn. Thank you. We're now going to watch a video from Sierra Leone about a lady called, I think you pronounce her name, Tenny. And there are, what do you call it, subtitles, so that you can understand. The midwife's name is Judith, and she is the person talking to you about the problems that expectant mothers face in Sierra Leone.
And my papa, they born me, then my mama go.
Thank you. Let us pray. How long, O Lord, how long will childbirth be something to be feared? Will parents weep with grief rather than joy? Will fathers mourn the loss of a mother? Will sisters live with the pain of what could have been? How long, O Lord, how long? How long, O Lord, how long will women and girls have to walk long distances to get firewood, education, water, food, or to get to the nearest health centre to give birth if they make it on time? How long, O Lord, how long? How long, O Lord, how long? Until the cry of a newborn baby fills the air with the joy that it should, rather than filling hearts with worries, or another hungry mouth to feed, or worse, is silent because of their adequate health care, because the money for health is still paying off debt. How long, O Lord, how long?
Let us pray our prayers of confession. How long, O Lord, how long until we listen to your prophets crying out for justice and raise our voices in unison with them, standing together with those who struggle, resisting the unfair systems that keep countries and communities poor, challenging and changing the structures that have denied life for too long. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. How long, O Lord, how long until we heed the words of Hannah and Mary, pregnant with the potential of your kingdom come, for the hungry to be filled with good things, for the rich to be sent away empty, for the poor to be raised up from the dust, for the proud to be brought low and the needy lifted up from the ashes of grief. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. How long, O Lord, how long must you wait for hearts to turn towards you and to follow your paths that lead to fullness of life. Forgive us our waywardness in thought and word and deed, and in what we have failed to do, and help us return to you today. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. We give thanks for your steadfast love that never ceases, your unending mercy, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
first reading is Psalm 23, and I'm reading from the version called the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. And the second reading is from Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. It's on page 58 in the Pew Bible. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, "When you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him, but if it is a girl, let her live." The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people: "Every boy that is born you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live." Amen.
The lesser-known and radical story of Shiphrah and Puah that precedes the birth of Moses is a wonderful example of non-violent resistance and civil disobedience. The midwives, as we heard, refused to obey the Pharaoh's deathly command to kill off all the newborn baby boys in his attempt to control and to reduce, obviously, the numbers of the Israelites. He fears they will overpower the Egyptian power and captors. And Shiphrah and Puah refused to comply with the Pharaoh's commands, since to do so would be to be the complete opposite of what they were called to do as midwives. That is to bring life and safety into the world. To explain why the death at birth policy was not working, they made up a story to explain themselves to the authorities of the day, saying, "Well, the Hebrew women just gave birth so quickly that we couldn't get there in time." There was no doubt that for the baby boys, and including Moses, who was soon to be born to Jochebed, Egypt was a very dangerous place to be born. These first two chapters of Exodus demonstrate the creativity of these women in the face of such adversity. Shiphrah and Puah, Jochebed and the sister of Moses, Miriam, and even the daughter of Pharaoh demonstrates how naive Pharaoh was to think that by only getting rid of the boys, he would have no trouble or any contestants within his own governance. But with this, we also learn that these two Jewish or Hebrew midwives, Shiphrah and Puah, risk their lives to save the lives of many others. It does remind me of what we celebrate in Easter, when Christ gives up his life to save that of ours and the rest of the world. In some sense, although we do not focus, as I said, on discipleship with Andrew this morning, Both these women, Shipra and Pua, also reminds me of discipleship, devoting their lives to the calling of life and to the calling of the Lord. Now, the story that we saw on the board, or the video we saw on the board, I don't know if most of you could read it. Were there anyone that could not read it? Struggled to read it. All right, that's fine. It's fine. Then I'll explain some of it. So the story of it's a story of one of the women in Sierra Leone called Tenei. I think that is something like that. Yes, it's always difficult to pronounce people's names from other countries. So Tenei's story was that she gave birth to her first son, and then obviously he did not survive due to the poor circumstances that they did not have to provide for her son at that moment. And then the video showed us that Christian Aid came in and they gave education and support for nurses and midwives, and in the end she had a good healthy boy. Now, like Egypt, Sierra Leone is a very dangerous place to give birth, but for different reasons. In Sierra Leone, statistics tells us that 10 women die giving birth every day, and 1 in 9 babies do not reach their 5th birthday. The lack of midwives and trained healthcare professionals are part of this problem in Sierra Leone. We saw in the video Nurse Judith asking help and committing her life to help others and to save the lives of newborns. With success and also delivering the second child of Tene's baby safely. And then I'll just quote one of the quotes that maybe you couldn't hear or couldn't read. Tene Boa, who had her second boy healthy with the help of Nurse Judith and the support of Christian Aid, said the following. She said, "During my second labor, I was scared, but Nurse Judith was with me, assuring me of everything. When I delivered my boy, I felt so good." So during Christian Aid Week, as Sheila also told us, and you might know by this stage, we also think of midwives and the midwife legacy within the African context. Christian Aid supporter Beryl Margaret Hadwin didn't only deliver babies as part of her life as a midwife, she also left a legacy with that. Even after her death, she is still ensuring that babies are safely delivered thanks to the generous legacy that she gave, the gift she left for Christian Aid in health projects for Africa. One day, after waking up, after having an eye surgery in her life later, Beryl, a midwife, saw an African nurse holding her hand. And from that moment on, she vowed to leave a gift to healthcare in Africa. And Beryl sadly passed in 2015, but her love for life lives on through a trust she left with Christian Aid, and that is called the Ellis Hardwin Health Legacy. A fund set up in her name to deliver support for 3 years for health programs within Africa, and specifically the context of Burundi, Sierra Leone, South Sudan, as well as Kenya and Nigeria. Now, Beryl's gift means that women and babies around the world can survive and thrive. And it is her legacy that helped the lady in the video having a second child, because a part of her trust money went to the education of the nurse in the video, Judith, who was trained to help the people in that specific village. And then during Christian Aid Week, we get to be inspired by midwives as Beryl, as I just told you, her legacy, and participating in furthering her wonderful work by also giving funds to the work of Christian Aid. And we get to be inspired by the legacy of the characters in Exodus, Shipra and Pua, who resisted and challenged the political policies of the day. Now, Sierra Leone, we know, struggles to provide better health care, including training of midwives. And then with that, the Ebola crisis killed 10% of their health workers, and the burden of debt left them from the loans they received to respond. It doesn't actually help the crisis they are in. Inspired by the legacy of someone like Beryl, not only can we contribute to the training of more nurses in Sierra Leone, but in our generous giving, we can also be inspired by Shipra and Pua to challenge the political decisions that are taking money away from the healthcare that is so desperately needed to tackle death in childbirth, and not only in Sierra Leone, but this year specifically in Sierra Leone. We also have a calling to devote our lives towards a flourishing community and towards communities that we can't physically reach. And that means to contribute and assist and encourage non-threatening life environments. We do not only live in the good pastures of the Lord, but we need to help others to be safe in good pastures of the Lord, to also find and live in the presence of the Good Shepherd and his care. Now, very interesting when we would go to the Bible and think of Bible books, especially from the Old Testament. In modern days, we would say that the names of the Old Testament Bible books are derived from their main theme or focus. When we would look at Genesis, the meaning of Genesis is the word in the beginning, and it's derived from the first word of the book, in the beginning. And if we think of the book of Deuteronomy, is it better this morning? Deuteronomy, is that it? Great, all right. I struggled this week, but yes, it's there. And Deuteronomy means the second book of the law, so it's describing the book. And when we think of Exodus, we think of the exodus of the Israelites out of the slavery of Egypt. But very interesting, it's peculiar that we tend to only see that as the main story, as being the Jewish people fleeing out or being rescued by God from Egypt. I'll come back to that, to the book story. When we focus on the two midwives, Shipra and Pua, we would find actually in the Jewish writings that during this period there would be 22 names for Jewish midwives being mentioned, and 22 names of Egyptian women that would also be midwives that would assist during this period and would be recorded in outer biblical writings and not necessarily only in the Bible. So this is quite a historic happening. And I found it interesting that the Pharaoh would trust Hebrew ladies to kill off their own. So the interesting thing is it would probably be Egyptian ladies who helped in the process, and that Shipra and Pua was then actually confined to help the process of life-giving and not life-taking, as they were called. But how influential, I ask myself, was the Jewish religion of the time and the power of the living God to have used these two ladies, and they abide and also follow his will. We hear, according to the Bible, they feared God. Now, this story of Shipra and Pua also then shows us the power of the living God, and that his power works through individuals to overcome the power of evil of the day, to bring life in social injustices and opposing the status quo of the norm of the day. And this shows me that despite of being women in that time, in an overpowering male-dominant society, the Lord has the ability to empower and bring change through those we expected least. I said, interesting enough, that the book Exodus has its name as being Exodus. An alternative name for the book could have been the Book of Names. And when you open the first chapter of Exodus chapter 1, you would read those first words. The first line reads as follows: these are the names, and then it continues, I must be honest, of the sons. But this is the interesting part. It's not only sons mentioned in the book of Exodus, as we heard, we have also women names. And then what I find so interesting is that only those who served the Lord, and I want to challenge you on this if you want to take the challenge on. Only those who served the Lord and obeyed his will, only their names are mentioned within the book of Exodus. Go check it out. Those who disobeyed him or did not act accordingly to his will was only referred to in their position as being the slave master or the Pharaoh. Now today we know which Pharaoh it might have been, but they're not being named by their first name in the book of Exodus. In the book of Names or Exodus, even those whose society would not think to be named, even women who gave their lives to save the lives of babies, are being called by their name and their first name. It witnesses of the love and binding relationship of the living shepherd who knows his sheep. John 10 verse 4, according to the Message, reads, "He calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out." May we trust in the Lord for his guidance, and may we contribute and devote our own lives towards his kingdom in whichever way he leads us to do so, whether it is to contribute to Christian Aid or to contribute within our communities. To God the Father, to God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be praise now and forevermore. Amen. We can praise the Lord by bringing our offerings this morning.
Song. let's run. A song of praise will be compassion. This kingdom's song, this kingdom's song. A song of love and liberation. Lasting peace, taste of life in all its fullness. God's masterpiece, God's masterpiece.
Let us pray. Compassionate and loving God, it is with thanks that we give, it is with joy that we give thanks for Nurse Judith and so many other midwives, for the difference they make in their communities, delivering babies safely and reassuring mums to be. It is with joy that we give thanks for ChristianAid's partner, RADA, making a difference in the lives of thousands of women in Sierra Leone, providing training, healthcare, and helping women to raise their voices. It is with joy we give thanks for Christian Aid Week and for all who give their time and talent to make it happen, being a witness to the risen hope of Jesus in our communities. It is with joy that we bring you our offerings, a token of the gratitude we owe to you for the goodness and mercy that is ours. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. And yet, God, our joy is not yet complete, for there is much sadness in this world. We bring to you the concerns of our hearts, close to home and many thousands of miles away, things that move many to tears. For the thousands in Sierra Leone who lost loved ones to Ebola, for the orphans without security or love, for the survivors enduring stigma and shame, we pray, loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. For the pregnant mothers living in fear of what labor might bring. For the mothers and babies who did not survive or died in infancy. For the fathers and children who have lost loved ones in childbirth. We pray, loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. And many their tears of sadness, and may their tears of sadness move us to fruitful frustration with the unacceptable systems, the unquestioned rituals, and the unchallenged inequality that keep mothers dying in childbirth at scandalous levels in Sierra Leone. Wipe away every tear from their eyes. And for the concerns of our hearts that are closer to home, the health of a loved one, the turbulent politics of our times, and economic uncertainties we fear, for the loneliness and grief known by too many, for the tears of longing shed in darkness. We pray for those in our own community who may be going through challenging times. We particularly pray for Mary and Eric and the whole family, that you may hold them in your loving comfort and that they may know your peace. We pray that you support Yvonne and her family through a speedy recovery, that they may know your comfort and healing power during a challenging time. Let us take a moment of silence to bring our concerns to our compassionate and loving God. Loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen.
Please join me with the Christian Aid Week prayer. Let us pray. God, our Mother and Father, we praise you for the blessings you shower upon us. Bless the lives of our sisters and brothers and their precious children. In life's saddest moments, may we feel your love most, O Jesus. Continue to dwell in our hearts, Lord. May your love keep us strong. Amen. I would like to ask those who are doing the door-to-door collection, will you please stand when we do the commissioning prayer? Thank you very much. Let us pray. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Listen now to the shepherd's voice and follow him where he might lead you this week, whether to green pastures or by still waters, to garden, hunts or coffee mornings, to bring and buy or house-to-house collection. Wherever we follow him, may we all be midwives of hope, bringing fullness of life to our communities and standing together for equality, for dignity, for justice in the world. Go now to love and serve the Lord and the world God so loves. Amen." Let us sing our closing hymn, "Guide Me, O Thy Great Redeemer." We will sing this and then I'll do the blessing. And instead of the threefold Amen, we are going to sing, "We Shall Go Out with Joy." When we go out and think of the Lord blessing us, It's really a blessing not only for ourselves, but as part of the covenant, being blessed ones to one another and those we cross up that cross our paths. So when the Lord tells us at the end of the service, I will go ahead of you to prepare your way, it's also going ahead to prepare the way for others and ourselves. And the Lord tells us he'll be at our back to shield us from the onslaughts of evil, regardless of whatever comes over our way. And that he'll be beside us to enfold us in his loving arms, because he knows us on our name. He knows us because he created us. And that he'll be underneath us to pick us up the day when we might fall or stumble, and that we might carry on. He'll be with us. And that he'll be above us, so that we'll be blessed ones within his presence. And that he will live within us through the work of his Holy Spirit, so that we may give grace, the grace and love that we receive from him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us on our ways forward.
Sung that so fast.